Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for January 4th, 2007. This week, genes and the brain. We'll discover genes' effects on learning and how we tell hot from cold. But first, cocaine addiction is one of the hardest addictions to treat. But Suzanne has a story about scientists getting one step closer by studying the genetics of mouse brains.
That's right. Recreational drugs such as cocaine cause their high by flooding the pleasure center of the brain with the neurochemical dopamine. Dopamine works by binding to special receptors located on neurons. It turns out that mice have the same 5 dopamine receptors that humans do. Now scientists have bred a strain of mice with a faulty gene for just one of those 5 receptors. Psychologist Barack Kane of Harvard Medical School led the study.
What we did was we inserted a faulty gene for the dopamine D1 receptor so that when the mice grow up, that receptor doesn't function, but all of the other dopamine receptors do function. And surprisingly, when they're missing just one dopamine receptor out of the 5, they lose the effect of cocaine completely. With normal mice, we've had mice that would press a lever thousands of times in the course of an hour to get cocaine. These mutant mice that we developed, they don't have the dopamine D1 receptor. They just won't press the lever to get cocaine, even once.
He says understanding how to target the dopamine D1 receptor could contribute to the development of drugs to treat cocaine addiction in the future.
Thanks, Suzanne. Ever wonder why chewing into a piece of spearmint gum gives you that cool sensation? It's caused by menthol, a pungent substance derived from plants of the mint family. And according to neurobiologist Diana Bautista of the University of California at San Francisco, the same sensory receptor that binds to menthol is essential to the ability to sense cold. She says that mice lacking the gene for the menthol receptor, called TRPM8, can't tell hot from cold.
Mice lacking this channel have no preference in temperature over a wide range. It's really interesting because they'll spend equal times at a variety of different temperatures, and that could have significant physiological consequences as well. So it's really key in temperature preference sensation.
Because humans also have the TRPM8 menthol receptor, our sensitivity to cold may also be dependent on it. Well, some people never learn, and New York correspondent Justin Warner says the fault may lie in their genes.
A gene variant may make it hard to learn from your mistakes. This according to neurologist Tilman Klein of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences in Germany. His team tested volunteers on a computer game in which they had to choose from a set of unfamiliar symbols. The choice resulted in either positive or negative feedback in the form of a smiley face or a frowny face. And while the symbols weren't either always good or always bad, some usually paid off with positive feedback and others more often resulted in negative feedback. The more positive feedback you got, the higher your score. Klein's team found that people with a gene variant called A1 got subpar scores.
Subjects carrying these A1 alleles, so the A1 plus group, they learn pretty well to go for the good symbols, but they are impaired in learning from the negative symbols.
What's more, while they were getting that negative feedback, MRI scans revealed less activity than you would expect in their posterior frontomedial cortex. That's a part of the brain that processes errors. Since it's known that the A1 gene variant regulates the dopamine pathway and has also controversially been linked to risky behaviors like alcoholism and smoking, Klein's work suggests that a dopamine imbalance might contribute to these complex problems, perhaps by impairing the ability to avoid potentially harmful consequences.
Thanks, Justin. Well, that's all for this week. Next week is our Crittercast, an entire podcast filled with slithering, flapping, scurrying. Well, you get the idea. But you don't have to wait until then to get your science fix. You can tune in to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a new story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.